Genesis 41 on Through the Word, beginning at verse 1. When 2 full years had passed, that's 2 full years. You and I left this story yesterday. For Joseph, he's counting 700 more notches on his cell wall. Do you know what it's like to wait? Wait for God's plan. Wait for someone to remember you. Wait for something, anything. Joseph has been waiting. 2 years since the guy he helped out forgot him. And 13 years since he last saw his dad or brothers or home. He left at 17. Now he's 30. Can you imagine losing your 20s to prison on a false accusation? But he kept busy. He's a prisoner, but he's also in charge once again. And Joseph worked hard, diligent, faithful, industrious. Joseph was good. And God was with him. But still, he's waiting. And then something happened. Pharaoh had a dream. This dream is crucial to the story, so I want you to picture it in full color. Back in verse 1. He was standing by the Nile, when out of the river there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and stood beside those on the riverbank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek fat cows. Then Pharaoh woke up. He fell asleep again and had a second dream. 7 heads of grain, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy full heads. Then Pharaoh woke up. It had been a dream. In the morning, his mind was troubled, so he sent for all the magicians and wise men of Egypt. Pharaoh told them his dreams, but no one could interpret them for him. So Pharaoh is stuck. Disturbing dream, no one to interpret. And then the cupbearer remembers what he forgot. That young Hebrew in prison, he could interpret dreams. So Pharaoh sends for him. And just like that, Joseph is shaved, dressed, out of the dungeon, and standing in front of the Pharaoh. Verse 15. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I had a dream, and no one can interpret it. But I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it." "I cannot do it," Joseph replied to Pharaoh, "but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires." You got to admire that humility and honesty. Pharaoh just gave Joseph the opportunity of a lifetime. He's a slave, a prisoner. And Pharaoh says, "I heard that you can interpret dreams." But Joseph refuses to take credit for God's work, even if it's through him. And who would have known? God, that's who. And God honors that humility. Don't miss that. There are many lessons we should take from Joseph. Perseverance in trials, integrity in temptation, and God's faithfulness to keep promises. But do not miss this simple truth. God honors humility. He resists the proud and exalts the humble. Joseph has been a living example of Proverbs 3:5, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." But now he's living out 3:6, "In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." So Pharaoh tells Joseph the dream, 7 fat cows eaten by 7 scrawny, then 7 healthy grain swallowed up by 7 withered. Verse 25. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The dreams of Pharaoh are one and the same. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and the 7 good heads of grain are 7 years. It is one and the same dream. The 7 lean ugly cows that came up afterward are 7 years, and so are the 7 worthless heads of grain scorched by the east wind. They are 7 years of famine." So the dreams foretell of 7 years of abundance and 7 of famine. So severe, it will ravage the land, and the abundance will not be remembered. So Joseph proposes a plan. Verse 33, "And now let Pharaoh look for a discerning and wise man, and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh appoint commissioners over the land to take 1/5 of the harvest of Egypt during the 7 years of abundance. 36, this food should be held in reserve for the country to be used during the 7 years of famine that will come upon Egypt, so that the country may not be ruined by the famine." Now there's a guy who knows how to put together a plan on the spot. And why not? Joseph has been given responsibility for 13 years, working, planning, preparing, delegating, proving faithful. By this time, making a plan is second nature, and Pharaoh takes notice. Verse 37. The plan seemed good to Pharaoh and to all his officials. So Pharaoh asked them, "Can we find anyone like this man, one in whom is the Spirit of God?" Notice, Pharaoh sees more than just wisdom. He sees the Spirit of God in Joseph. 39. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Since God has made all this known to you, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt." What just happened? Joseph, slave. Joseph, prisoner. Joseph is in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Pharaoh gives him his signet ring, the seal of his authority, and he dresses him in a robe of fine linen. The outerwear is back. Now there's some irony. And it also reminds me of someone. We've been making connections between Jesus and Joseph all throughout. But did you remember that Jesus was given a kingly robe and mocked with it? Like Joseph's first robe, it was stained with blood. But Jesus will return in Revelation 19 with another robe, embroidered with the words, "King of Kings and Lord of Lords." In our story, Joseph rides in a chariot as second in command, as people shout, "Make way, bow down." Which also reminds me that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Back in our story, Joseph is now running one of the greatest nations in history. Is he ready for this? Well, think about what he's been doing. He's been in charge, leading as a servant, and he was faithful. That's the key. Jesus reminds us to be faithful with the little things, because the one who is faithful with little will be faithful with much. And do not despise the days of little things. And true enough, Joseph was faithful in the big things too. The 7 years of abundance came, times of plenty, and Joseph got to work. Verse 49, Joseph stored up huge quantities of grain, like the sand of the sea. It was so much that he stopped keeping records because it was beyond measure. Then 50, before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh, that means forget, and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." At long last, life is good, and Joseph is content to forget the hard days. 52. The second son he named Ephraim, that means twice fruitful, and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." It is so good to finally see fruit coming from your life. And again, we see that Joseph can't do anything without giving God the credit. Reminds me of Ecclesiastes. When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider. God has made the one as well as the other. I think that Joseph understood that. And verse 53. The 7 years of abundance in Egypt came to an end, and the 7 years of famine began. Just as Joseph had said, there was famine in all the other lands, but in the whole land of Egypt there was food. So the famine hit, and hard, and Joseph saved everyone, and all the countries came to Joseph for grain, which included, well, we'll find out in chapter 42.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.